This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. For more than a dozen years, volunteers have walked through Dallas neighborhoods in midwinter to count people living on the streets. This year, for the first time, some of those groups were specifically looking for anyone younger than 24. Here's the problem. Many of those people don't consider themselves homeless. It's a near-freezing Thursday night. Six volunteers and youth advocates huddle in Deep Ellum. The neighborhood's mixed. Busy blocks jammed with bars and partiers, alternating with sparsely populated dark streets with industrial buildings, apartments, and the odd storefront. Tonight's bundled-up team assembles near Malcolm X and Taylor Street.
Tonight we are going out canvassing Dallas to survey homeless youth.
Carrie Stitt is the director of non-residential services for Promise House. Since 1984, the Dallas nonprofit has served youth in crisis.
There's about 12 sites. People will be dispersing to basically canvas Dallas and find youth that are living on the streets, build a relationship with them, and eventually the hope is that they'll fill out one of our surveys to help us identify what resources they need.
Stitt says youth for this survey means those aged 12 to 24. Promise House tried this before, but it didn't quite work.
Because we set up in one location and expected the youth to come to us.
This time, using models from Houston and Austin, volunteers are going to them. It's not easy, says team leader Josh Kogan, because they hide in plain sight.
They look like any other teenager hanging out. They don't want to be found. They might not even resonate with the word homeless. Maybe they have a couch to bounce around, but they still don't have a stable living environment.
When you go through situations like that, you try your best to hide and conceal it.
Anita Crethers was 14 in middle school when she first lived on the streets in southern Dallas. That was a dozen years ago. Her mother had just died of a heart attack. She and her dad weren't just grieving, but fighting. After she stayed out all night a few times, her father just kicked her out. She learned sofa surfing had its limits.
I got tired of asking people to stay at their homes where their parents might didn't want me there. And some nights I would just sleep, abandoned homes, park, somewhere I felt would be safe enough to sleep for a little while.
Some nights a dark train was that all-night shelter. Others, a crack house, although she didn't do drugs.
It feels a lot safer inside of a drug house than it does inside of a dark park where there's nobody there and somebody walk up on you and you don't know who they are.
The whole time, Crethers says, you'd want to blend in, drawing no attention or pity, just be normal. You learn to be cautious, says survey leader Josh Kogan. He works with several groups that reach out to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender teens. He says 40% of homeless kids are LGBT and have been thrown out of the house.
If you're kicked out by your family, the very people you're supposed to trust, why would you trust anyone?
They've been hurt emotionally and physically in so many ways.
Promise House CEO Ashley Lind.
We'd like to support them and just ask them some questions that we don't intend to hurt them in any way and slowly bridge that barrier and ask their permission.
On this night, across the street from the Sons of Herman Hall, slow and cautious is Josh Kogan's approach. A white tent, hidden behind some trees and weeds, is somebody's home. Maybe they're young enough for the survey. Kogan shines a flashlight, then backs away.
If y'all just kind of hang back, no one poking out.
The team moves on to bustling Main Street, packed with clubs and crowds. After more than 3 hours in Deep Ellum, Kogan calls it a night. They haven't found a single person who fits their goal. But volunteers will be back out six different nights. They'll have final tallies by April. Anita Crethers thinks it's worth the effort. She says when she was homeless, Promise House helped her stay in school, even with her two young kids.
I actually made it my duty to continue to go to school while raising my children, knowing that one day it would pay off.
It has. Crethers graduated from college and now goes to grad school while working at City Hall. She says life can still be a struggle, though she's driven not just for her, but her kids. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.